copy that. Well, I think I'm home for a while anyway. Got my last cataract done, whatever day it was, Tuesday I think it was, and I got to go back in another couple of weeks to get them to check it out and make sure that the eyeball is still there and it's still going around, so. But yeah, it seems pretty good so far, so can't complain. Thanks for being there. Do we have anybody else in the Rokenville area tonight? If so, please come now.
VE5LCM.
Good evening, Larry, and yeah, I missed your phone call today. I was just heading out the door when you called, so yeah, what you been up to?
Well, your wife phoned us, actually, is what happened, since you figured you were on the line, but you weren't, and what's going on? Well, I don't know. I'm looking at that great big catalog, Princess Auto Catalog. You printed 800 pages, and oh my God, the stuff they got. Unreal. Not that I'm going to be buying much of it, but it's definitely, you know, you hit, it's they got all, just everything, it's unreal. Other than that, running after, medical massages and all that stuff, but got to go moose on Monday, Tuesday, night, Wednesday this week, so we'll be in there every day. No, not Monday, I guess. No. Anyway, nothing too exciting. Davis gave me a call. He said, check him in. Not feeling so good, apparently, for some reason. He didn't say why, but anyway, we'll leave it at that. Other than that, that's about it. Back to you.
That VE5LBD I got in there, and VE5OES. Okay, yeah. What else is new? Got my lawnmower put back together. Found a few extra bolts, but I think they belong to the tiller. So it fires up, it runs nice, so the card's working good. And I found the springs that I had lost. They were sitting by the entrance, so they'd fallen off either just coming in or just leaving. But I swept the floor and found them, so all is good with that. Still got a few things to do down in the basement. Clean off my bench so I can get back to those power supplies. I pulled my UPS apart because it wasn't standing up to a load. And I found couple batteries that were pretty weak, so I'm trying to recondition them, but I've got three and I'm going to have to scrounge for a fourth one to put back in and get it put back together and then go for the five, extra pack and see what's in that one that's not five, holding up its seven, end of the deal.
Timer.
So that's been taking me a little while trying to play with them and coax them back into life. Anyway, we'll give you a buzz somewhere along the line here and catch up and see what's cooking this week coming up.
Yeah, fine business on that. We heard some funny stuff about the mine, or maybe something from the mine. I don't know. My son-in-law is not around, so I can't talk to him. He's in Regina, so he wouldn't hear what it was. Oh, he didn't know anything my wife said, so anyhow. No, other than that, that's about it, George. We'll say 73s for now, but I'm still listening. We're clear.
Yep, roger that. I'll give you a landline after the net. Okay, so then let's go. We'll try one more time. See if there's anybody else in the Rokenville area that's monitoring. If there is, yeah, please come now. Okay, so then we'll go south to 1808 Arcola, Estevan area. Do we have anybody in the Arcola or the Estevan area tonight? If so, please come now. One more call for the Estevan Arcola area. If there's anybody there, please come now. This is the Parts and Amateur Chit Chat calling. Okay, last Saskatchewan Nose is 1884 Humboldt. Do we have anybody in Humboldt tonight? This is Heartland Amateur Chit Chat, 6 and Echo 5, Gulf Tango Whiskey calling net tonight. One more time for Humboldt. Do we have anybody in Humboldt tonight for the Parkman Amateur Chit Chat? If so, please come now. Okay, let's go into Manitoba, note 1700, Swan River. Is anybody in Swan River tonight for the Parkman Amateur Chit Chat? If so, please come now. More time for Swan River. Anybody in Swan River tonight, please come now. Okay, we're starting back out west to Medicine Hat, node 1101. Who do we have in Medicine Hat tonight? This is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat and Victor Echo 5, Gulf Tango Whiskey calling. Anybody in Medicine Hat tonight? Anybody in Medicine Hat? This is part of that amateur chit chat calling. Provinces, let's go up to the west coast. Vancouver, New Westminster. Vancouver Island, Northern Washington, North Bank, that whole western portion of the Canadian continent, Canadian country. Anybody out west tonight, please come now.
Yes, VE7ROX, top of the evening, wishing all out there a happy Sunday from cloudy Burnaby, British Columbia, in between Vancouver and New Westminster. All is well, and no traffic. Back to net.
Good evening, Jim. Sounds like you had a good week. Weather's not too bad. Overcast is nice this time of year. We could use a little bit of it. We're kind of scorching out here at 32. But thanks for being there. Hope you've had a good week. Hope you have a good one coming up. In fact, I hope you had a good last 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks since I called. Excuse me, I had to cough. Thanks for being there. Do we have anybody else out in the West Coast that's keeping Jim company? If so, please come now.
Victor Alpha 7 Alpha Victor Kilo.
Alpha 7, Alpha Victor Kilo, good evening, and how are you this fine evening, Max?
Good evening, George. I'm pretty good. I'm right now on one of the local creeks on a trail along the creek, and it's full of water. We had a pretty heavy rain this morning, and now air is very fresh and very nice outside.
Nice and fresh is good. can't complain. Sand logger up dead trail. Oh, I've got software problems here. Well, that's good. We've had nice weather, but it's been hot. And lots of bugs. Do you guys get mosquitoes out there? I don't remember any when I was in Vancouver.
Well, just a little bit around Vancouver. It's when you go in the forest, like interior, it's quite a few of them. But not around Vancouver. Not in my area, at least.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, I don't remember there being that many when I was at university there, even on the island. So, yeah, well, that's a good thing. Well, yeah, I'm glad you're enjoying the outdoors and the fresh air. That's what it's all about. How does that new radio of yours work? And you get it all hooked up and doing this job?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I still need to get a better antenna, but so far, so good.
Oh, that's good to hear. And yeah, you can never have enough good antennas up there, but I know when if you're treed in around you, it's tough getting them up high enough to get over the trees, but good antenna definitely is a plus there, Max. Well, have yourself another great week. It's been a couple since I talked to you last. I missed last week, unfortunately, but hopefully you have another good week coming up, and enjoy the life and the summer.
Thank you so much, and have a good evening. 7-3.
Do we have anybody else out in the West Coast tonight? Anybody in Vancouver Island, Northern Washington, anywhere down south of the States there in Vancouver area? If you're there, don't be shy. Please come down. One last shout for the west coast of Canada, out in the BC area. This is Victor Echo 5, Golf Tango Whiskey for the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat, looking to talk to somebody out west. Heard. Okay, let's refresh, make sure there's nobody else new popped in. Nope. So we're into last call. Thank you, everybody, for being there that was there. And if there's anybody out there that has not been called or has not had an opportunity to key the mic and get in, or if you've been too shy to key the mic and get in, now it's time to do it. The last call. This is the part that Amateur Chit Chat, looking to talk to somebody else. If you're out there, please come now.
Victor Alpha 7, November Romeo Charlie, checking in to the Parkland Amateur net here. Anna. KA7NRC.
Good evening, Brendan. Always nice to talk to the Research Council. How have you been making out in the last couple of weeks? What you been up to?
Yeah, Roger. VA7. National Research Council, that's right. And anyways, we've had some rain here last night, the night before, so, or I should say last night and today, 23 millimeters since midnight and about 10 millimeters yesterday, so it's been coming down, still coming down, looking out the window here, so, and got about 15.9 degrees, so not feeling so much like summer today, but the garden I'm sure will be happy. With the precipitation, look at that. I've got my soil moisture meter here, it says 75%. And in fact, what is the... They both say 75. Well, that's what... Anyways, usually not the same. Anyway, yeah, there you go. And thanks for taking the check in there, VA7NRC.
Yeah, no problem taking the check in. It's the folks out there that make this net what it is, and always nice catching up with people from time to time and seeing what they've been up to. I never thought of a soil moisture meter. We've got I'll call it a raised garden. It's got cinder blocks around the outside of it and filled with dirt, so it's above ground level, but it seems to be dry compared to everybody else's that is on ground level. It drains well and gets hard as a rock at times in the summer. So I never thought of a ground measurement. I'll have to think about that. It might be worth sticking in the ground once or twice just to see what I get for results. And, thanks for joining us, Brendan. Always nice to catch up. Take care.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, well, I will say, I got a weather station, and it has an option to accompany. Sells these moisture meters, they're wireless, they go to the weather station, so it's all part of the same telemetry And so I got two of those, and they're in the garden there. And I also have two that are not connected to that. It's just a standalone wireless little monitor here, about the 4-inch display, LCD display. And you stick those in the ground, and it's, TDR, FDR technology.
Node
so it's
five,
the same as the $1,000 unit that
five,
I guess
three,
farmers or
seven,
professional agriculture
nine.
Folks would use. But I paid about, $60 for one unit, and